the intro.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Coffee with Cashy. I'm your host, Dr. Trevor Cashy. Burnout? What's that? How I've managed to work 7 days a week the last 13 years, and I am more intense about all this stuff than ever. Every week, TKN has a team meeting, and in one of the last team meetings, I had a conversation with one of the team members after that, and we got to talking because he asked about how we go on doing this for a long time, working with people. It's rewarding, and it's also tough, you know, so how to keep your stress levels normalized within the range of eustress, you know, adaptive stress. So I'm tagging this along as part of this mini series we had before about stress management because it really does apply to everybody. And working with people, especially when you care about them, especially when they're in pain and or distressed and or have issues, you try to help them work through and become better. It's taxing, you know, it's taxing. And so this, you know, teachers, nurses, physicians, coaches, anybody in a leadership position, parents, right? It's all the same sort of can be lumped into that same sort of category, you know. Again, for some background, I have worked 7 days a week the past 13 years. And I prefaced that with the story that I ended up telling my team member that I heard from a physician, okay, that I worked with or I learned from back when I was doing cancer research. And I was at a conference and I struck up a conversation with this physician that headed the section of a hospital dedicated to palliative care. Okay. And that is, well, frankly, it's helping people to stay comfortable as possible before they die. And this person who did this as a career path, right, it really changed the way I looked at burnout and stress and other aspects of our lives that we tend to get sick of, okay? And this physician's life is dedicated to helping people pass away peacefully. He's literally surrounded by fatal illness, dying, and death every single day. And if there's any person on earth that would get stressed out and beat up by their work, especially when their life is dedicated to helping others, it would be him. Or the opposite, right? It would harden him to the point of divorcing himself from the situation and becoming an emotional stone. Like divorcing himself from the reality of the sort of work that he did as a person, making himself into a stone. And really just to think of humans as water bags full of enzymes that have just exceeded their catalytic potential, you know, as a biochemist might describe it. And he was the farthest from that in terms of a person. He was farthest from that you could possibly be. He was caring and compassionate and patient and a tremendous mentor and teacher. And we managed to get on the subject of burnout because of my age at the time. I was quite young. I was 16, you know. Yes, doing cancer research at 16 is quite an interesting path to take. Bear with me anyway. It was easy to tell that even though, yes, I was precocious, I was still a child. And even as a child, I could immediately see that this is the type of man that when he spoke, you shut your damn mouth and had your pen ready. And he slapped his hand on my shoulder and squeezed a bit and looked me in the eye. And he said, "Son, you've got some choices to make, a lot of them. And there's one that's probably the most important of them all. And it's if you care to make the difference." And this caught my ear. You know, in a normal situation, it's easy to hear that as something like if you want to make a difference, right? And this was different. This was, do you want to make the difference? So do you care to make a difference or the difference? And I stared back blankly because I was terrified of giving him the wrong answer. And he said, "What I mean is, are you consumable or are you renewable?" And given how literal-minded I was at the time, yes, about as literal as you think I would be at that age, given the position I was in, and also understanding that he was frankly surrounded by death, I was even more confused. "There are some people," he said, "that when they first start their day's work, you know, it has its challenges and you make some headway and you do a decent enough job, but it consumes you. consumes you. Next project, next day, next week, next month, next year, you still get stuff done, you still overcome some challenges, and you'll go home each day, as you do now, and eventually to a family, and each time you step through that door, you'll be less of a man than you were before, a part of you consumed. Each project, payday, publication, promotion that goes by, it's as if you try and take those things, the things that consume you, and use them to fill the parts of yourself you've lost while attaining them. And the alternative to being consumable like that is to be renewable. And at this point, although he was still looking in my direction, like at my face, it was clear he started to look into himself when he started to speak again. And he said, you see your first one, because he's referring to a patient now. He said, you see your first one and it's hard. And it can be a challenge, and it does take energy. And at the time of their passing, you realize how amazing a privilege it is to be invited so intimately into the life of another person, given the opportunity to make the difference. Where it consumes one person driven by their externals, taking their opportunities for granted, it provides sustenance for another person. The one that's continuously renewed by their ability to make the difference. If you have a soul, he said, if you have a soul, this would definitely feed it. So physically, you will be tired for sure. And something like that is easily remedied by food and some rest. Your soul, however, will be full. And you will also be that much better and all the wiser for it. And that's what you will take home. You go to the next patient and it takes energy. You go to the next patient and that takes energy. And by the end of the day, again, you're physically tired, but your soul is charged. And that's what you take home to your family. So now you decide, are you consumable or are you renewable? The job is the same. And it is you who decides if it builds you up or breaks you down. It is a choice. The difference is choice. The difference is opinion. It is the attitude you take and how you use it to make yourself a better person, appreciating that it's there, how it came to be, and how that gratitude renews you as a person. Each and every one of us can find that in what we do every day. Everything, every day, under any circumstance, there's always a way to see a situation, any situation, as a way to make yourself better. And once you can do that, getting out of bed becomes easy. So over the course of this series of videos on stress and stress management, you picked up, if you picked up even a single thing that you thought worth incorporating, be it gut checking your beliefs about an outcome, debating the way you currently see situations, expressive writing, taking advantage of your support network, cultivating a relaxation response, taking a more purposeful bent on physical activities, or the bedrock of maintaining your adaptation to stress, having meaning and connection between what you experience, who you are. And when others leverage that as permission to give up on themselves and other people, you use it to renew yourself and carry on and make yourself better. If this is the sort of thing that resonates with you, then you should totally do the next Kickstart Challenge. That's all she wrote today. Thank you so much for learning. Stay rational. Until next time. Want to continue having coffee with Dr. Kashi? Head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you, and see you next week. Dr. Kashi is out!